This episode is brought to you by Coinbase Institutional, the first choice of sophisticated investors and institutions that want to invest in crypto assets. As the only publicly traded company with experience trading and custodying digital assets at scale, over 11,000 clients use Coinbase products like Prime and Exchange. Coinbase also recently announced that they're on the path to launching derivatives. Invest in the most trusted name in crypto. Learn more at coinbase.com/institutional.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, May 23rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. School's out, and many teens are about to start their summer jobs. Getting a taste of the working world has clear benefits, like money. This year, they could be making more than ever. But those paychecks can also be tricky.
There will be deductions for federal income taxes and maybe state income taxes, and maybe also for payroll taxes like Social Security and Medicare. And that surprises the kids a lot of times because they say, why did they take so much out?
We'll call on WSJ tax reporter Laura Saunders to talk about what teens and their families need to know about taxes and more after the break.
Analyzing news events involves many moving pieces. But whether you're analyzing politics or data points, accountability is key for doing great work. Monday.com keeps the entire organization on the same page in real time. Everyone knows who's responsible for what, when things are due, and how much progress has been made, so you know who to turn to in a moment of crisis or celebration. Leave your limits behind and discover what you can accomplish with Monday.com. To start your free 14-day trial, go to Monday.com/podcast.
We've discussed on the show before how teen unemployment is near its lowest level in decades, as businesses look to hire them and pay decent wages to help fill a record number of open positions. And as many teens across America are about to begin their first summer jobs, they'll not only get their first taste of the working world, but also their first experience with Uncle Sam grabbing a chunk of their weekly check. So what should they expect? Wall Street Journal tax reporter Laura Saunders joins us to discuss. Hey, Laura, thanks for being with us.
And thank you for having me.
You know, Laura, teen jobs used to be minimum wage, but in many states, that's $15 and up. And I can already see kids starting to do the math. I worked 40 hours at $15 an hour, that's $600 a week, and then they get their paycheck. So, Laura, what should they be expecting?
Well, if the teen worker is an employee, then they'll be getting a paycheck that looks a lot like other people's. It will have a W-2 form. There will be deductions for federal income taxes and maybe state income taxes, and maybe also for payroll taxes like Social Security and Medicare. And that surprises the kids a lot of times because they say, why did they take so much out? But there's something tricky for these teen workers, which is they don't owe federal income tax on income up to nearly $13,000 if they're single. Above that, the income tax rates kick in at 10%. Now, this is also true, but in a different way for self-employed workers. That means gig workers or workers for hire who are not technically employees.
Oh, how are things different for them?
They might not see any deductions in their check. Well, what does that mean? That means that they may owe taxes even though they haven't been taken out. Now, they may not owe income taxes because there's that exemption of nearly $13,000. And they also get to deduct some expenses, but they will owe payroll taxes. That is for Social Security and Medicare. Also, this will not be reported on a W-2 form. It will be reported on a 1099 form, and it's really just gross pay. But the IRS is going to hear about that, as well as the worker. And so they might come back and say, someday and say, where's your tax return? Did you pay the taxes you owe? What are the taxes you owe?
Wow, this is like a quick lesson for kids with all the paperwork involved.
Yes, but you know what? Soon enough, they're going to be paying taxes for the rest of their lives on full-time jobs and have to file tax returns. So maybe it's a good idea to get familiar with them now.
Now, a lot of kids might spend the summer helping out or getting trained up in a family business, you know, Mom and Dad Incorporated. Are there differences for them?
Well, the most important one is that, say, if the parents own the business, they may be able to deduct the child's wages from their income. And if their income is taxed at 24% or 32%, they get a nice deduction for that. That's worth, 32 cents on the dollar. The child, however, may not owe any tax at all. So that's a pretty nice benefit for the family as a whole. The parents get a deduction and the child doesn't owe tax.
Okay, but a parent might be thinking, yeah, maybe I can pay my kid to do some chores around the house or, you know, clean the kitchen and collect some sort of a deduction from that.
Well, be very careful. First of all, you don't get that nice deduction because it's not a family business. And the second thing is that the child still has income and may owe Social Security or Medicare taxes. On top of that, the IRS says that the pay has to be done for real work. And that usually doesn't include cleaning your room. And there have to be records, good records, that show what was done and when it was done and for how long. One of my sources always says that she doesn't think that children should be paid unless the family would have to hire outside workers to do that work.
Now, some kids might be using their summer money to save for college or maybe save for their first car or a big trip. But saving for retirement, you know, that might not be high on their list. Should they rethink that?
This is a really important one because there is the opportunity for these young workers to set up Roth IRAs and have kind of a triple tax benefit. They could put in up to $6,000 a year based on their earned income. So if you only have $4,000, you could only put in about $4,000. But that means that the money could go in tax-free, no tax has been paid on it, in after-tax dollars. It could grow tax-free, and then eventually, at retirement, it could come out tax-free. That's a pretty great deal, but there's something even better, which is the dollars that go into a Roth IRA don't have to be the exact dollars earned by the child. If a parent is feeling generous, or a godparent or a grandparent, and wants to reward their work ethic, they could give the child an amount of money equal to that earned income, and that could go into the Roth IRA. And so the summer worker could keep his or her earnings. That is a wonderful thing for young savers.
All right, so the big question. Look, the thing we can't avoid is taxes, right? So do these kids have to file a tax return next year? And what do they need to know now?
Well, they could have to file a tax return, or they might not. If the summer workers are due a refund, or if they owe payroll taxes on gig work, or if they want a record that showing they earned enough income to fund a Roth IRA, or many other things as well, then a return has to be filed on behalf of the child. The parent can sign it, but the child has to file a return. It's really important to say that parents cannot simplify this process by including the summer worker's income on their own returns, even if it was earned by a dependent child. If a return is due on summer earnings, the child must file it. On the other hand, many summer workers won't need to file if they're single, if their wages had no withholding and were less than about $13,000, and they didn't have other income or credits or deductions. Now, I think the parents need to explain all this to the children because someday they'll be filing their own taxes and they might as well start now.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal tax reporter Laura Saunders. Laura, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
This episode is brought to you by Coinbase Institutional, the first choice of sophisticated investors and institutions that want to invest in crypto assets. As the only publicly traded company with experience trading and custodying digital assets at scale, over 11,000 clients use Coinbase products like Prime and Exchange. Coinbase also recently announced that they're on the path to launching derivatives. Invest in the most trusted name in crypto. Learn more at coinbase.com/institutional.